This is Petey Pidge.
I am Mike.
J-Mac.
Brutal Dudes.
Brutal Dudes.
Brutal Dudes. Brutal Dudes.
I literally thought when we were like starting this podcast, I thought you were going to do like B-R-O-O-T-A-L-D-O-O-D-S for some reason.
Like Fruit Brute?
Yeah, yeah. Or like like umlauts on the U's.
Yeah.
Brutal
Dudes. Oh, you mean spell it like old school, like fucking Swedish warrior, like Viking warrior.
Or like a metal thing. Yeah. I don't know.
Umlaut. Umlaut to me always signifies like Swedes or metal.
German. So umlaut is just the two dots over a vowel.
Germs.
And when I was taking German, the way that you pronounce a vowel with an umlaut over it is you make an O shape with your mouth, and then you say the vowel sound.
Brutal, dude.
Yeah, so like you make an O, and then you say U. So an U with an umlaut is U. So it's Brutal Dudes.
Yeah.
Or if you
hello, thank you for listening to Brutal Dudes.
Exactly. Or if you have an O with an umlaut, it's just O, or it's like er.
Oh, yeah, I like the Brutal Dudes.
I don't know if there's an A with an umlaut, but I don't know. Anyway, that's...
No, that's very metal. I think it's very metal. I didn't know you studied German at all.
I did for 6 years, and I retained very minimal, even though my mother and grandmother would speak it to each other, and I only learned German so that I could figure out what the fuck they were talking about at Christmas time, so I knew what I was getting under the tree. I just never learned the German word for turtle to know if I was getting Ninja Turtle figures.
What's the German word for ninja?
I have no idea.
We should look that up.
I don't know if they have one. They probably do. The German words are wild, man. Like, the word for TV was Fernseher, which literally just means, like, looking window.
That's great.
Looking window. Yeah. So they would
take another name for a band, dude.
Fernseher.
Or Looking Window.
Looking Window, yeah.
All broody and shit.
Like a prog band.
It's like a three-piece.
But they'd be like
furry animals or whatever that is.
Yeah. But they did that, like kindergarten is literally child garden or child... Or like a zoo.
Child Garden is the name of a fucking death metal album.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a death metal. Yeah.
It's an album.
The word for
little fingers sticking up out of the dirt in the guy's backyard. This is my child garden.
It's one full hand, but it's like necrosis at the bottom. Yeah,
just
and
fucking.
Then it's got just a bulb on the top with a baby head.
Or doll head sticking out of a tilled field.
Oh, dude, yes.
Cabbage Patch.
Do we know anyone that can make an album cover like for that for fake bands? We should do this.
You could just.
We should make album covers for fake bands.
Child Garden.
I'm writing it down.
You could literally go to a thrift store.
Was it Looking? That was the prog band, right?
Looking Window.
Yeah. Yes. Everyone that's wondering if I'm actually writing something down, I carry a notebook with me, and I am handwriting these ideas down instead of taking notes in a phone or typing. I am old school as fuck.
Imagine if you just pulled out a typewriter.
I brought my fucking brother typewriter.
He has to change the ribbon first.
Yeah.
No, I have the correction
ribbon. This is going to take 35 minutes.
I have the correction ribbon, so when I misplace the T, it goes... And then it backs it up and does a different letter, but it doesn't erase anything.
No, the German word for zoo, Z-O-O, is literally Tiergarten, which is animal garden.
Tiergarten.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fucking...
Tiergarten.
That sounds like fucking...
An emo band.
Yeah, like Tiergarten. Wet Sprocket. Hi, we're Tiergarten. Everybody wants to rule the world. What was the other one? Looking Window.
Child Garden?
Child Garden.
Child Garden, yeah.
My favorite band name that I ever came up with, actually I have two of them, was Ghost Motion. It's I don't know if you guys know what it is, but it's the movement in football on a play where if you're like laying out the play to like draw, it's the movement that doesn't have the ball. So if like the running back is going this way, like going up on the on sidelines, this guy that goes this way is the Ghost Motion. I just always thought that was a great name, and I don't know why it's used for such a lame thing. But I'm like, dude, Ghost Motion is crazy. And the other one was Bruce Lee's Babies, and the idea was that everybody dresses like a different version of Bruce Lee, and then, you know, whatever music comes out of it, it would probably be more like Primus-like or like Les Claypool's Frog Brigade, so no one would ever listen to it. Why do I know that? Because none of you have ever heard of Les Claypool's Frog Brigade. Child Garden.
I was a fan of Hair Down There. That was a band name I came up with. I was like, that'd be a really funny band name.
H-E-I-R?
H-D-H. No, Hair. H-A-I-R.
Oh, down there. I was thinking Air, like you could make it like a death metal band and it could be like the heir to the Satan throne.
Oh, okay. Air down very there. Deep. I was just thinking of pubes, man. I was just like, what's another name for pubes that could be the name of a band? Hair Down There. And, right. You know, a little bit of a rhyme.
My friend Kelly has always said if he starts another band, it's going to be called Rhymes with Bunt.
That's great. But, or, like, call it, like, Cunt Bake instead of Bunt Cake. Like, switch the letters.
Oh, my God. That would be...
That's going on the list.
Cunt Bake. Jesus Cunt Christ. Bake. My wife knew someone... She went to high school with someone who they had, like, a high school band. They decided to name their band Many More. Because on, like concert posters or, like, festival posters and Many More.
That's
us.
That's a great idea.
Right? The band of Many More.
That's a good idea.
That's hilarious.
So what we're basically after that, you know, rant that we just did, what we decided we were going to do is we feel like you guys might need a little more info about introductions to us. So each of us is going to ask, we're going to do probably twice around. Each of us is going to ask a question of themselves and the other members of this crew about just something random. And we're going to answer the questions. It seems like a very easy exercise. And Mike, if you'd like to go first?
Sure. I'll probably start with something simple, kind of softball it to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of fetish pornography?
Whoa!
Are you going to go? Are you going to answer first?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's women fighting?
Yeah.
That's
wait, are we talking? So what kind of fighting? Are you talking like UFC-style fighting, or are you talking like the ones where they wrestle... And then they just wrestle out of each other out of clothes.
Both.
And then because that's pretty cool to me is like where you wrestle till you're naked, and then the winner has to fuck the loser.
Yeah, all of that.
All of it.
Yeah.
Enter D. All women of the fighting. Above.
And I don't know how I came upon this originally. And this isn't
there's
like
a joke there.
Yeah. This
Pete, so good
I'm just
with
saying.
The timing.
I'm just
so great. Good with the timing.
And this isn't like a secret or like everybody who knows me knows this. I'm an idiot because I feel like if I say stuff on a podcast or in an interview, like somehow nobody knows that. Like it's a secret. Like, my whole family knows this about me. All my friends know this. And it's weird because it comes up at like weird times. And I'll be like, how do you know this? They're like, you openly talk about it. Like anytime you have the opportunity to. It makes us uncomfortable how open you are with it. And yet you think we don't know that this exists. We were taking the kids around for Halloween one year, and my nephew's godmother saw some woman that she was having like an issue with, and the woman made some sort of comment to her, and she's like, "Get your phone out. This is your treat. I'm gonna punch that bitch in the face."
Whoa!
And I was like, "How do you know about that?" She's like, "It's literally you talk about it so much."
Hilarious.
That's great.
And I was like, "How do you guys hear that stuff?" She's like, "It's like public information. Like anybody can go and listen to a podcast. Like,
yeah,
what are you talking about?"
That's great.
Yeah. So I'm the idiot who thinks like if I say it, like when I'm talking to my friend Kelly on our podcast, and I say something like that, like it's only us. And not everybody else.
Not all the people that listen to you.
Yeah. Not all the people who also listen to it.
It's modest of you. It's modest of you to think that you don't have a listening audience.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm just saying this to him.
That's it.
Yeah. No one else could possibly know about this. And I also, he refers to it as the Belinsky pornography algorithm. So I have this theory when it comes to like weird shit that you're into when you're watching porn. Porn is any business is a supply and demand business, but porn especially.
Mm.
So, you know, the more people are into, say, something like feet, you'll find a million feet videos.
Oh, yeah.
If you go and search what you're into, you know how dark and fucked up you are by how many results you get.
Yeah.
So if you search, like, feet, there's, like, a billion results. A lot of people are into this. You're okay. The smaller and smaller that search result gets, the more fucked up you are as a person. So I feel like I'm okay. There's a lot of women fighting videos on most major porn sites.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like I'm okay. But when you get into, like, really weird stuff, like, that's when you know how
so there,
fucked you are.
So there doesn't have to be a sexual aspect to it. It's just girls fighting.
No, I mean, I guess there is usually a sexual aspect to it in the videos that I've seen. Because I don't watch, like, UFC, for example.
That's what I was going to say. Like, yeah. Would you feel the same way about Ronda Rousey?
That's what most of my friends who know about this are curious about. Like, they try and get me to watch UFC fights and stuff like that to, like, see what will happen.
Well, what's he going to do?
You're just going to wait like
me in the room?
I don't want any more pizza. I don't want any more pizza, guys. I'm good.
Yeah. So, but yeah, but I will say this. I don't know if it's not sexualized or intentionally sexualized fighting would do the same thing. But I will tell you, it doesn't matter to me that much what they look like. Like, they don't have to be tens. I don't even have to find them particularly attractive. They can't be, like, unnerving to look at where I'm, like,
disproportionate,
really off-put looking at the people. But they don't have to be attractive to me. It's the fighting part of it, apparently.
I'll tell you, with chick fighting for me, I mean, it's not my fetish, but, like, I can't watch it if, like, when the girl swings her hand, her tit swings behind her as almost like a shadow fight. So it's like you get that Johnny Cage punch where it's like
shadow punch.
Yeah, where it's a shadow punch where it's like boom, and then the tit comes in for the second round. And it's like I can't look at that. That just grosses.
That's an amazing skill though. Like that's like Goro.
The time your tit moves, like you're that's crazy. It's like Blanca. That's like,
but that'd be like, so that's like Goro, but then like, who was the Mortal Kombat? Was it Shiva?
Shiva.
Shiva. Yeah, but she was jacked.
Yeah, but like,
I would say it's more like
they gave her Pamela Anderson boobs in like Mortal Kombat 9. So like,
they should.
They gave every character in Mortal Kombat 9.
She's like a fucking horse creature. They should give her Pam Anderson.
Why not?
Boobs.
Why not?
I'd do Barbwire four hands.
Go for it. That's great.
That could pick me up over top of her. Like that's enough.
That's fantastic, though. A great softball question, too.
It's a lob. Pete, you're up.
I guess I'm up. Not literally, but...
You're up to answer the question.
Yeah, I'm up to answer the question.
Yeah.
Wow, it's weird, because, like, I was, as you were talking, I'm like, God damn it. There's been a point in my life where I've been like, yeah, nurses are hot. Yeah, maids are hot. Yeah, like, I felt like... And that's, like, growing up in the, you know, porn on the internet generation, you get to, like, run through the gambit. And then I also kind of feel a little bit like Randy Marsh, where it's like nothing is. You remember that one episode where like the internet died, and he's like,
"Oh yeah,
I need to get on the internet. This is the only way I can like keep doing what I need to do." I'm like, damn, it's. I guess if I would have to like settle on one, it would definitely have to be like oiled or like shiny, and it doesn't necessarily have to be like
new room massage.
Not necessarily that, because like, if the person goes and, like, pulls out, like, Nickelodeon Yak, I'm done, because there's, like, massage oil that looks like fucking...
You're done as in you're out, or are you finished?
I'm out. There. I'm shutting the laptop.
There it is!
I'm going to go play video games.
Oh, they slime them.
What was the other stuff? What was the bubbly stuff called? It wasn't Yak, it was,
Floam?
Floam.
Yeah,
Floam.
No.
Oh, my Floam!
Yeah, I'm really into Floam porn.
I'm really into Gak porn, but I've been expanding into Floam porn.
I've been looking into Silly Putty porn.
Play-Doh's just not for me, man. The Fun Factory? Doubt it. It doesn't even have to be like that. Because like I said, I have seen a video where like they literally go into a bowl of stuff and they pull up and it's like a snail trail. And I'm like, I'm done. I'm out. Like, that's not...
That's gross.
That's a lot.
That's too much.
Yeah, it could just be, like, oiled up. Even, like, tanning oil, cooking oil, Food Network. No, I'm just kidding.
Olive oil.
From Popeye? Ew, no.
Motor oil.
I don't want to get the wind-up fist, like,
WD-40 yeah, just all over the joints.
Yeah, man, that scene from Transporter, where he's fighting in the garage.
Yeah.
Rolling around the motor oil.
It's a great idea, though, to put the pedals on to sustain yourself.
Right?
That's very intelligent.
That's, yeah, I'd have to, like, that's the one that I'd have to, like, because, again, I've spun the wheel. I don't want to say I've seen it all, because there's always a new fucking weird thing coming out. It's like, yo, you see that? They're doing this.
Nickelodeon Gak porn.
Yeah. Yeah, Nickelodeon.
There's always a new thing on Nickelodeon that gets me.
I would not, listen, I would not be surprised if... Like,
you can do that.
It's
on
like,
television.
What am I?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever seen Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Just rocking Olmec's world.
Olmec. I have a bobble Olmec that I got from a Brooklyn Cyclones game. that crazy?
That big stone mouth just wanted to gnaw on me so dude. Bad.
I wanted to pound my piece.
Yeah, that'd probably be it for me.
It's a good one.
Might be a little mild, but whatever.
It's not mild, dude.
Chick fights, gack porn.
Passing the torch.
So mine, I want to call it transient because it doesn't stay the same as I find new interests that interest me. So like for a while when I was like a teenager and I mean, this is still my thing. Like I would call it my thing, but big boobs, like tits, that's my thing. That will probably always be my thing. But like for a while, like it would move forward until the novelty of a thing would wear off. So like, for a while it was like, oh man, chicks, you know, trying anal, like doing anal, that's cool. And then I tried it like on a chick, and it wasn't anywhere near the fun experience that it was supposed to be. And I was over that quick. I'm done with that.
Very Hollywood.
But then after that, like as a writer, what I like to think is that like there are certain scenarios that I wanted to explore, that I wanted to see what it was like. So like going to a Chinese.
It's about to get dark as fuck.
Yeah. So it's going to like a massage parlor, a Chinese massage parlor.
Eldridge.
That was for a while. That was the fetish porn. But then I went to one and did it, and it's again. I these are stories for another time, and I apologize for anyone in my family that's listening because I tell these stories because they are hilarious, but they are super not flattering. But then after that, like right now, I would say that mine is clown porn. There's a Reddit channel called Sloppy Top Circus. And it's girls who put clown makeup on and stand naked. That's what caught my eye. And then I was like, wait, this is a porn thing? This is like a fetish? And I'm just like, I don't know how I would feel if I had that. Because this is why.
After 3 months looking, you're like, this is my fetish.
It intrigues me. It's mostly just intrigue that like draws me to it. Because it's not. That's why I say transient. Because there's not like a specific like, oh man, I love chicks having sex on top of horses, like riding horses.
Right.
There's no specific thing, but it's like, but that's where my brain goes. I'm like, oh, I wonder if you could do that. You know, like, so it's like, oh, I bet, like, another thing for a while that was a thing for me was like, chicks fucking a dude while he's playing a video game and him not stopping playing the video game while she's fucking him. And it's like, the logistics of that is just like, how do you constantly stay out of the way of the controller? How do you stay focused on the game?
I've been there. You don't.
You don't.
It's acting.
Yeah.
It's the acting.
Oh, no, I know it's acting, but that's what I'm saying. Like, it's intriguing acting. Like, I don't actually want to fight terrorists, but I would have loved to have, in a scenario like in Ready Player One, be able to reenact Die Hard. Like, you know, that would be great. If I didn't actually have to cut my feet on glass, I would absolutely walk through there with Hans. You know what I'm saying? But, like, that's where I'm at. So like, but the clown thing, I'm just like, oh man, that's crazy. And then from there, it would probably be like different nationalities, like what they're known for. Just researching what they're known for. Like I think Australian girls are known for digging anal really a lot. And the accents in porn is just crazy to me. Like hearing someone talk in another accent is hilarious. At the same time, completely intriguing. So, like, an Australian accent. Like, oh, yeah? You like that? You want me to touch your wiener? Okay. Let's do it.
It's crocodile Dundee. Like, it's...
That's not a bird. This is a bird. Hey, yeah, put that in my mouth.
Sounds awful.
It's going to be a ringtone.
Put that in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, blow inside my mouth. Shoot your load. That's what you need to do.
Arnar.
Yeah, so I, at the moment, it's the clown thing. It's the clown thing because I'm just like, man, that's... The fact that you would go through the elaborate process of dressing up like a clown. Cosplayers, too, for the most part. Like, super hot cosplayers. But, see, the problem with cosplay is, and people vouch for this, I don't know if you remember when we went to Too Many Games and that Koopa girl with the fucking cottage cheese ass was just, like, wearing it out. I respect her for wearing it out, but damn, girl, That's not you.
Oh, the Bowsette?
Yeah, Bowsette.
That was... Oh, what year was that? Bowsette was real popular on the internet that year.
That was when we went to see Epic Rap Battles Live.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So good. It's one of my favorite things that has ever existed.
Yeah, but I went to too many games this year, and I didn't see... I don't think I saw one Bowsette.
No Bowsettes.
No Bowsettes.
That girl probably shut them all down. They were like, we're never going to be able to jiggle like that ass. We're never going to be able to jiggle like an old dairy product that's been on the shelf too long.
I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it, too. So, yeah, fetish-wise, that would be probably the closest thing for me.
Clown porn.
It was clown porn.
Nice. Wild. I felt pretty tame.
There was an actual episode of clown porn on Real Sex on HBO.
Yes, I remember
when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You can't find that show anywhere, and I would love to because I remember how intrigued I was. Like, most people watched it for the sex, and I did watch it for the sex. I'm not going to lie and say I'm this prudish, like, fucking didn't care about any of this, but, like, I was also really intrigued by, like, the different stories, like, the actual...
Some of that shit was fascinating, man.
Fascinating.
Yeah, not only that, but I always found music on there.
Yeah.
Like, they would have cool soundtracks.
Yeah, dude, really good soundtracks.
So I would watch the credits and, like, find the bands, and I bought albums based off Real Sex.
Yeah, it's wild. It's like reading Playboy for the articles.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy good articles.
I was going to say, as shitty as it is to say that because it's so cliche, but it's, like, legitimately, I remember that's where I learned that Samuel L. Jackson... Playboy, that's where Samuel L. Jackson, I learned that he does whatever movie, like, because you wonder, why does he take all these shit movies sometimes? It's because he was addicted to crack, and in order to keep himself off crack and not be idle where he has to do crack, he just keeps working. Yeah. So he did whatever movie they offered him. He's like, yeah, I'll do it. Amassed a fortune, kicked his habit, and now just does whatever movies, and it's like, he's probably the only actor in the world besides Tom Hanks that can make any movie, as no matter how shitty it is, and people will still be like, it's Sam Jackson, dude, who cares?
Yeah.
Like, Snakes on a Plane, first of all, it's great, but the concept of it is like, you don't sell that to any other actor but Sam Jackson.
No. Yeah.
No other actor's going to be like, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this fucking movie. And Sam Jackson's like, nah, fuck it, why not? You can pay me? Cool, let's do it. I respect the shit out of that. Well, I think that's great.
I
learned that Playboy.
Didn't you also pressure George Lucas to make his lightsaber purple?
Yeah.
In...
Well, there was a reason for it, and George Lucas wasn't going to do it, and then when he explained the logic behind it being purple,
yeah,
he agreed to it. I just found out today that they were original Mace Windu was supposed to be Lawrence Fishburne, and the reason why he didn't do it was because he was doing The Matrix.
Oh.
And the original Morpheus in The Matrix was supposed to be Samuel L. Jackson, who couldn't do it because...
Mace Windu.
He was doing Mace Windu. Isn't that crazy?
It's wild.
Fucking crazy.
So there's a multiverse version where we have, like...
Could you imagine Sam Jackson as Morpheus? I don't know that he would even... I don't even think he could do the role.
No, he could do it.
He could do it, but I don't think he was as good. I think Lawrence Fishburne was great. I feel like that's one of the best cast roles in that entire franchise was him as Morpheus. And I feel like Mace Windu as Sam Jackson. Like, I wanted Sam Jackson to be Mace Windu. And when he was, I was like, yes. And I really wish they would do, like... First of all, Star Wars rant. Why haven't they done a Mace Windu side series of him coming up as a Jedi?
They might.
Because all the other side stories they're doing, Andor and Boba Fett, that's great, but, like, I want to see how Mace Windu became the most badass black Jedi in the fucking Star Wars universe. Like, that's great. Like, that dude fucking came up and fucking is Yoda's boy. Like, when did they become boys? Like, did they play fucking wall ball together when they were in the Jedi Academy?
Wall ball.
Did they beat the Mario Brothers together in the Jedi
chess.
Academy?
They played holo chess together.
I guess, dude. Whatever they fucking did.
Yeah.
Bonded over gag porn.
Maybe.
Clown porn, I'd like, yes.
Bantha.
Bantha porn.
Bantha porn.
It's fucking, what are those fucking...
What screen comes in quartz? Panthers.
The fucking Yoda likes Lady Ugnaughts.
What?
Those fucking pig-looking creatures that they have. That rolls into the rank.
Yes!
Thing. Yoda likes Ugnaughts. Oh, yes!
Oh, my God. Lady Ugnaughts. I'm like...
Yes! Oh! Because it would be Christ. Backwards.
That is funny.
Remove your uniform, you will. Yes!
So, wait, is it my turn for a question?
Yes. Yeah, you are.
Oh, man. Well, I'm not going to top that. But I think I'm gonna ask what if you knew when your last like day time on Earth was going to be before you go to wherever you may go to or you believe you may go to, What's going to be your last meal? What's your idyllic last meal before you, like, I'm not saying you're on death row, but I'm saying, like, you have a chance to have whatever you want before you kick the bucket. What's that last meal going to be? You want to give some time to think? You go first.
Yeah.
So I'm going to start with dessert first. Ideally, it would have to be my grandmother's Black Forest cake. She is German. She's off the boat German. But she worked in a bakery for a few years before coming over to America. And so she has recipes that I had the privilege to experience. And her Black Forest cake was next level. When I was a little kid, I wasn't allowed to eat it because it was too much booze in it. Like, she would literally soak the layers of chocolate cake in, like, Kirschwasser, which is a cherry liqueur. And the thing was two-tiered and, like, homemade whipped cream and shaved chocolate and, like, yeah. I it's fantastic. So, like, if that would be the dessert. That would be the dessert for the last meal. And then for the meal itself, I think I would have to go with wings from Duff's in Buffalo. Yeah. I'm still a Duff's loyalist. My favorite place is, like, a Buffalo chain, but, like, Duff's wings.
Those wings are delicious.
So good. They slap so hard. And apparently, I've been told by my brother there's other places that does it better. There's a place called Barbell, which I heard is amazing, and Gabriel's Gate, which I heard is amazing. I do have to hit those places up. As of right now, it's Duff's. I'm a Duff's guy. And then I think... It's a toss-up because...
Timbits?
Oh, well, Timbits. Well, yeah, I'd have to have a Timbit here and there from Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons.
The birthday cake.
They're like...
Donut holes. Munchkins. Yeah.
Okay.
The Tim Hortons version of Munchkins. And then it would either have to be my mom's... My mom makes a killer lasagna. It would either be that or beef stroganoff. Because that's also super, super good. It'd be one of those two. That's like my last meal. So yeah, wings from Buffalo, wings from Duff specifically. Medium, blue cheese. My mom's either lasagna or beef stroganoff, it's a toss up, and then my grandmother's Black Forest cake. And then I die a happy man.
It's fair.
Jack, you wanna go next or you wanna go next?
I can do it. So mine's gonna depend. Is this like a make-a-wish situation where someone has to provide this for me? Because that changes my answer.
Oh, like you have to have somebody cook it for you and like...
Yeah, like because that changes my answer.
No, it could be whatever you want it to be.
So if that's what it is, if it's like a make-a-wish thing where somebody has to go out and acquire this for you,
yeah.
I want to eat a person.
Wow.
That's my last... For two reasons. So I had this list when I was young of like crazy shit that I wanted to eat. It's the only thing I haven't hit on the list.
Yeah.
Is a human. And I love the idea of like this dark make-a-wish scenario where someone has to go out and murder someone for me.
Where they're like scouring.
It's like a horror movie. Yeah, yeah. We could make a movie out of that.
So that's, yeah, you're some like.
Call it Make-A-Wish.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And just, yeah, and that's the kid's wish.
It's like a 60-year-old just want to eat a person.
He's never going to survive. He's not going to survive.
Yeah.
I want to eat a human.
And, like, you would follow, like, because in my mind, like, the real, because first off, I am checking that off my list. That is legitimately on my list. But I love the idea of just the psychological torment this person's going to go through, that they have to take a human life, and then planning it out and carrying out the murder, and then, you know, covering their own tracks so they don't go to prison, figuring out how to prepare the meat and all that stuff. Like, that's amazing to me. So...
Or what if they're, like, listening to a police scanner, hoping that there's, like, an accident, like, oh, fatal crash en route, and it's like, gotta get there quick. Fuck, like, punch out some ambulance drivers, grab the body, throw it in their trunk,
take a piece of the windshield and saw off the leg.
Jesus Christ.
So if somebody has to prepare it, a human.
And you have to find a cookbook, because you can't just do it without spices. Everybody knows that meat doesn't taste right without spices.
I'm assuming we're, like, red meat, so some Montreal steak seasoning meat would pudding. Be... Just fine.
Meat pie?
Because we're red meat, right? We're not like pork. We're not the other white meat.
No, we're red meat.
We're red meat, yeah.
Yeah.
So Montreal steak seasoning. Or like a dry rub.
I don't want Montreal. I don't want Canadians all over me. If I'm going to get eaten, I'm not fucking down home Texas fucking S&P? Barbecue, dude.
Grill marks, bud? No, that fucking, we're talking?
Like fucking barbecue sauce that looks like marinara sauce. That's what I want.
Oh my God.
I want you to dip my leg in it and then fucking hock a piece off. Ooh. It's got to be cooked right, though. Just the leg. That's where all the muscle is, so that's what you want to cook that right. My arms aren't very muscly, so you'll probably have to do something like you would do with like a weird fish, like a salmon.
A weird fish?
Like you'd have to like lemon pepper my arm, or like spritz it with like lime juice, season it right. And then the other arm, because it would only be one arm, then the other arm I would want you to do something cool like burger style. So like, you know, like how they do like a Juicy Lucy. So I cut my arm open, and then put like cheese inside, and then cook it with the cheese inside, so like the cheese burns your mouth when you take a bite out of it. And then probably the middle stuff, I would want you to do like pastry. You know, because like you could make like a really cool cookie out of my tit, like Jimmy Tit cookies.
Jesus Christ!
You know what I mean? Like a white chocolate cranberry tit cookie.
There you go.
Just throw a little bit of meat, tit meat in there, spritz it up, like shave it, like you know, like when they do the sprinkles, just do the shavings.
Yeah,
that's what I would want.
It is good to know that you have like checked off everything weird shit that you want to eat. Yeah, I don't know if I'm there, but like, I haven't even thought of that list. Like, what's the weird shit that I want to try and eat? That'll be another time.
Am I up? I'm up.
What's your ideal last meal on Earth?
Oh man, so. So I'm really torn with this question because part of me wants to have everything that I've ever had that I find to be the most delicious foods, but a lot of them don't translate to a meal. So it would really just be a pile of shit that I'm just consuming just to consume.
No, that makes sense. Like I'm a gigantic mozzarella sticks.
Yeah.
But like that's not a meal.
Yeah. And it's like what, and I've had so many, like burgers. I've had so many good burgers because I have a burger book that I go across the country and I eat burgers at all these places. It's like, would I have one of those burgers or would I have a regular burger? So I think what I'm going to do is my favorite meal of all time absolutely is my mom's pasta and meatballs. She makes the best meatballs. I don't give a fuck what any of you think. She makes the best meatballs.
It's a very silly thing.
Pete?
No, they're fantastic.
Fantastic.
They're great.
These meatballs are so good that Pete wanted my mom to make them for his wedding.
Yeah. And she was about to, but then we got camera. She was about to,
yeah.
But that's this very silly thing. Sorry to interject, but I literally asked a guy it was like 2 years after I moved to this area. I literally asked him, I was like, hey, I want to take my wife out to a night, well, girlfriend at the time, to a nice like dinner. What's the best Italian place in Philly? And he goes, my mom's house. And I was like, can I book a reservation? He's like, you can come over? Yeah, come on. And I'm like, no, I need to know if I'm good at Italian place. He's like, listen,
yeah,
he's like,
my
listen,
mom's house.
I don't need a meatball outside of my mom's house. I was like, what? He's like, I've never had a meatball that's not my mom's meatball. And I'm like,
to a T, that's me.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Hey.
I've not never had it, but like nothing tastes as good.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. But at least you're willing to try.
Yeah.
Explore.
I would want that would be probably the main course because I would have like three helpings of it because I knew this is it.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't worry about like, oh man, I ate too much.
Right.
I would just fucking shovel them in.
Go for it. Yeah.
So
I had like three things on my meal because like...
For dessert, it would probably be ice cream. Yeah, I wouldn't want to cook I wouldn't want to bake my own cookies. Even though my cookies that I make are really delicious, I wouldn't want to bake them
for
my last meal. So
you don't want to work for it.
If somebody else is going to make them, maybe. But even then, I'm just like...
They're not going to do it right.
I would like... For my last meal, I would like a slice of ice cream cake, Carvel ice cream cake, because they're delicious. With a bowl of Chipwich flavored ice cream from the Bordentown Creamery. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
He's raving about this.
So good. They don't make it anymore. They don't make it this year. I'm so mad.
Whoa!
But they have cookies and cream, so it's just as good. But that's good. So that's dessert. So for like an appetizer, I would probably tater tots, like everything tater tots. Like Dirty Dove's tater tots with like shredded chicken in it too.
Fully loaded?
Fully loaded, yeah. That would be the appetizer. And then for a warm up, which is what they used to do in this place called Chimney Corner, where we used to live in, like, near Lancaster. They used to put real, fresh, Amish-style apple butter. I don't know if you've ever had apple butter, but it's fucking great.
Great.
On crackers. But I would, instead of having crackers, I would have full slices of bread because, again, I don't care what white bread does to me at this point, and I will have huge slices of it, fresh baked, with apple butter on it. And that would be my meal, and copious amounts of Dr. Pepper, until I literally am about to throw up from Dr. Pepper, because I know it's the end for me and the doctor. And before I transition into the new doctor, I would rather drink Dr. Pepper forever.
Doctor's gonna carry it.
I might even put chocolate syrup in the Dr. Pepper, which I've really been contemplating trying, to make a chocolate Dr. Pepper.
I don't know if that would translate.
It actually translates good with cherry Coke.
Well, that makes sense. Chocolate and cherry, but like
chocolate about... and Dr. Pepper. You ever had chocolate prunes? Neither have I.
What? There's I know. Prunes are the major ingredient. Dr. Pepper.
Dude, Dr. Pepper is my shit.
I know.
Yeah, so that would probably be the meal. Is with my mom's pasta, because as much as I would hate to have her, you know, mourning me on my deathbed and cooking me pasta, her pasta meal is legitimately my favorite thing to eat ever. Like, no matter what exercise diet I'm on, no matter what I'm doing, if she makes pasta, I make sure I'm home to eat it fresh. And if I'm not, I have it as leftovers forever.
Forever leftovers. Dope.
Leftovers forever. It's another net album name.
You're next. What's your question, my guy?
My guy. Don't get me fucking started. I'm sorry, I had to. My guy.
Sorry.
If you had to choose one person in all of your whole existence to say that you idolize, no matter what they do, no matter what they could do, that you they're your guy. Speaking of my guy, who would it be and why? For me. Mike, I don't know if you've known me long enough to know this. Pete's going to know exactly who I'm going to say. But I'm going to say it.
It's Jared Leto.
It is absolutely,
absolutely Jared Leto.
I love that little fuck.
Throwback to episode one.
Throwback to episode one. I'd love to throw him back into something. Fucking wood chipper.
Jared Leto?
Jared fucking Leto shuffle. So for me, it would be... not surprising to anyone that knows me, Brian Dawkins. Brian Dawkins, the safety from the Philadelphia Eagles, the greatest safety in the history of football. He is amazing. He's a great role model. He was the best Philly Eagle to play the game, as far as I'm concerned. I made an effort to pay to go to his enshrinement into the Hall of Fame of football. I own numerous bobbleheads and t-shirts and action figures. I've drawn him art style. I have fucking so much memorabilia. Sometimes when I'm depressed, I watch highlight videos of him hitting people. And I think the reason why I've always loved Brian Dawkins is because, number one, his intensity is just so off the fucking page. He just is so passionate. And, like, some people can say they're passionate about stuff. When you watch Brian Dawkins, even those highlight videos, like, you can tell that he legitimately loves just crushing the bones of other people when he hits them. Like, this brings him joy to do this. And it's like, to see someone enjoy what they're doing so much, it makes me envious, but also, like, hopeful that I'll eventually find something that brings me that type of joy. He persevered through a lot of shit. He went through deep depression after football. He contemplated suicide. I met him in person, and he is just as cool as I wanted him to be, which is not something that often happens with celebrities. But he stopped and talked to me. He was very real with what I asked him. I almost cried when I saw him. It was very intense, but to see that sort of dedication and that sort of ability to move past things that in your life to get your way makes me just really idolize Brian Dawkins. Also, at the time that he was playing, a lot of people, I want to say, slept on him. Like, they didn't know that he was, like, they weren't aware of how good he was. And I remember specifically my boss at work was an Eagles fan, very diehard Eagles fan, and we had very good conversations, but I said, you know, Brian Dawkins is the best player we have. And he goes, how can you say that? And I was like, I want you to watch a game where you watch Brian Dawkins on the field and you look where the ball is. And Brian Dawkins is such a good player that he is never not on camera where the ball is. I said, almost every play, you see his jersey. And when a play needs to be made that needs to save the game, Dawkins was the guy making that play. And the fact that he never feared fucking up or taking that shot, even if it meant that sometimes they lost the game, he would always do what he thought was necessary to win and what needed to be done to win. And I mean, my favorite hit of all time is when he just levels Algie Crumpler. Took probably 3 years off his career from hitting him so hard. And it's a clean hit. It isn't dirty. He didn't blindside him. He just, Crumpler caught the ball and came across the middle, and Dawkins just fucking dump trucked him right in the chest. And I remember seeing it. I remember reacting to it probably the first time in my life where I involuntarily for a sports moment went, ooh, that guy's dead. And from then on, he has been my favorite sports figure, my favorite public persona. I love Brian Dawkins. When I get a dog, the first dog's name is going to be Dawkins. One of my favorite podcast people's dog's name is Brian Dawkins, Big J Okerson. He's a diehard Eagles fan. He loves Brian Dawkins. He wears the jersey. I have like 4 jerseys. I fucking, everything about Brian Dawkins is just cool to me, and I think he's just one of the greatest dudes. So a total influence for me.
Mike, if you want to go, I'm still kind of thinking.
I'm still kind of thinking too. Because now I feel like the bar is raised. I can't be like my girlfriend or something like that. Like,
no, you can, dude. It's all about what's true. Just be true.
I gotta think. I'm gonna dump it on you.
That's fine. I'll go. I was like racking my brain. And I'm thinking like, athletes. But like, I'm a Buffalo sports fan. I mean, we have our fair share of athletes. And right now, I love Josh Allen. I think he's a great quarterback for the team. But like, we only have hockey and football in Buffalo, and it's really interesting being in a city that has all of the sports. Like, Philly has every sport ever. There's lacrosse in Buffalo too. I'm sorry. Sorry for the Buffalo lacrosse fans. The Buffalo Bandits.
Bandits fans are going to be
all I know. Well, they won the championship like 3 or 4 years ago.
They had a lacrosse championship?
Yeah.
Psych. I knew that, Bandits. I'm just fucking with you.
Sorry. I was trying to think of like musicians and like celebrities and things like that. And I don't know. I don't know if I really like look up to celebrity or look up to like musicians and things like that. I think someone inspirational to me would be my dad, which sounds kind of cheesy, but like he really grounded out for us. Like,
I love Papa Peach.
Yeah, shout out to Pops.
Pop Peach.
But he made sure like he put us before him, and I hope that eventually, you know, someday when I become a dad, I can do the same thing. And I think that like he was a school bus driver. Which, I don't know if he ever took pride in that. I don't think he did. I think he just did it to pay the bills. But I always thought it was cool having, like, a school bus parked in our driveway. And literally, like, we would go and we'd be like, we're going to go play on the bus for 2 hours. My dad's like, I don't give a shit. Just don't break anything. It's like, okay. So we'd go, we'd open the door, we'd pretend to drive it. We'd, like, bounce around the seats. We'd open the roof hatch. We'd open the back door. All the cool shit that you want to do in a school bus as a kid, I got to fucking do. And also, like, new for safety situations. If the bus rolls, I can open that hatch and get out. Our bus never did roll, but I'm just saying. I think him grinding it out for us and like making sure that we were always like taken care of and supporting. Like, we were talking about the video games, like, you know, not really being like, no, you can't buy Doom because the Columbine kids played that and shot up a school. But being like, yeah, you can have this game, but like, you understand that this is just a game and not real life, right? It's like, yeah, we know, Dad. Ugh. But like, really taking the time and making sure it's like, no, you can have GTA.
Let's Timmy fucking mouths off.
Yeah, right? You can have GTA 3, but you cannot literally steal a car and punch a hooker. Okay, Dad, I got you. Like,
you could, though.
But
if he steps out of line again, I'm going to kick him in his shit pipe.
Yeah. But that was one of the things that's like, and it's funny because like he got into Call of Duty for a little bit himself. He would be the guy that would be laying there with a sniper rifle just capping people in the corner, and that was so funny. And then he'd get on a headset and be like, I'm a 60-year-old man. Like, he trash talked teenagers. It was the funniest shit to watch. We'd crack up at it. But yeah, he was very supportive of like, because I wasn't, I mean, I played football 1 year and he was at every game and he was like grilling for like the homecoming. And, you know, but then when I got into musical theater, because I was a theater kid in high school, because I did football in middle school, and then, you know, he'd be at every show. And he, you know, I was a chorus kid, I was a singer, so he'd be at every concert. And my mom would be too. But like, yeah, I definitely think that like an inspirational person, like he always said something to us, like, I just want you to do better than me. And I said that, I was like, yeah, you don't gotta put yourself down like that, Dad. But like, it was one of those things that like, I feel like a mindset of that generation. And maybe he learned that from his dad. And it's just kind of something that like has stuck with me. And I think that like, I don't want to say that I am doing better and be like, ha, fuck you, Dad.
Oedipus! All just the big lead up.
Yeah, the big Oedipus thing. I have usurped you.
fuck you, I'm the alpha.
Yeah. But I think that, like, I don't know where he was at 35. I mean, he had me. When the fuck did he have me? I can't do math right now. But maybe somewhere around there. So I'd like to think that I'm doing pretty okay, and I think that he's played a big part in that. So, yeah, I mean, that's the first person that came to mind, and that's the first thing that I could think of. And it might be cheesy, but I think...
it's real, dude.
Yeah, it's something serious.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to have... It's tough, because I want to say, like, a serial killer or something. And I feel like that's inappropriate. Like, just to watch them kill. Really.
You've never really known someone until you see their throat slit open like a fucking...
Just Manson never did anything, but just the power that he had over those people. Like,
like, you know, a strong work ethic. That's what I really aspire to. And you know, you see that in
dedication. Serial killers. Dedication to their work.
Right.
Serial
to the craft.
It's all that eye for detail. Like the ability, BTK.
The ability to lace pizzazz with the basics of what you need to do. That's a serial killer.
So I will go with my girlfriend, whose name I can't say on here. Because of her career, it would be problematic for
it's
her.
Fair.
So whose name I can't say because of that. Because I think while I can say her name on here, takes giant risks with her career and things like that by just continuing to be with me from the very beginning. Like, we met at the end of high school, and I was actually, as the rapist priest who ran our school would say, and he never touched me. I just want to point that out. It's something I'm still struggling with, because I feel like I was a pretty hot piece of ass.
Damn.
And
this guy's missing out.
I know. So, just a quick aside on that. When it all came out, everything that he had done, like, one of the worst. And when everything came out, everything he had done, my dad's very religious. And I could tell he wanted to ask me this. And he's being a very religious guy. The idea of what was happening in the church was uncomfortable for him, like, because it quite made him question all of his beliefs.
Yeah.
Everything
yeah.
he committed his life to. Damn. But not only that, just talking about sex in general is something that's uncomfortable for him. So all of this was like a world of, you know, torment for him to deal with. And I was long out of high school when all this came out. And so my dad approached me. He's like, hey, you know that priest, and I know, you know, he knew you and would, like, talk to you and stuff. Did anything ever, you know, because you can, like, talk to me, and I watched him, like, struggle with this. I'm like, Dad, relax, never. Not even once. And he was just like, what is wrong with you? Why can't you be normal? So when I met her at the end of high school, she was, like, probably second or third ranked in all of our school. And again, I was an honor student, but the worst kid in literally everyone's mind. So we're coming into senior year. They had sent, at the end of our junior year, they had sent out these papers because, for whatever reason, bleached blonde hair was the big thing for everybody.
Yeah.
You weren't allowed. This might have even been before Eminem. And you were not allowed to have dyed hair in Catholic school. Like, it was a big thing. So
boy bands. It would have been boy bands.
Oh, that was probably it. It was probably
Frosted boy Tips bands. And Joey Fatone and all that.
Yeah, because I think Eminem was, like, senior year when that really took off. So this was junior year. They sent this, and they were like, grow it out over the summer. Don't come back with it. I dye my hair fire engine red. Come back with it. But here's the thing. I also did my eyebrows.
So, made it look natural.
Yeah.
So the only way that they would have known is if the priest was actually touching you.
The most unnatural red. Like, this is, like, bright fucking fire red. Sick. And I come in, and they were just like, what are you doing? And they were like, we sent these papers home. I was like, yeah, I let it grow out. This is my natural color.
I've been dying it brown all these years.
Yeah, I was dyeing my hair brown.
I'm as surprised as you are, but this is this is where we're at. So this is the impact.
Yeah, they call my dad in. And my dad, for one of the few times he stuck up for me, he's like, you really can't prove that's not his natural hair color. I mean, his eyebrows are that color, too. And they're like, that's no one's natural hair color. He's like, yeah, he was born that way. They're like, you know, we can see you, right? Like, that's not your hair color. And we've seen his mom. He's like, yeah, I don't get it either.
Does Jesus look like his dad?
Yeah.
Whoa. Whoa!
I just gave you the
perfect. Damn
it! Oh, I wish I had it.
So good.
So, because
Mike
we were both
Arimathea.
Because we were both honor students, we had like the same teachers, and none of those teachers knew that we were going out until prom. Well, one knew beforehand, and it was right before prom. And again, we met at the end of school, so this is leading up to like prom and stuff. So, yeah. So, he sees us, like, together in the hallway and literally pulls her aside. He's like, what are you doing with that kid? And she's like, oh, that's my boyfriend. He's like, not, no, no.
No. Nah.
He's like, you need to find, like, a normal human being. Jesus that Christ. Can't be your boyfriend. kid wearing the Jesus Touch Me t-shirt with bright red dyed hair. He insists this is natural. Cannot wait, be your boyfriend.
Wait, is she into clown porn?
Can't be true.
What?
Is she into clown porn?
No.
Yeah. You know.
So, we go to prom, and I don't know how your guys' proms were, but ours, when you came into it, it was awful, but when you came into the building, it was all of your teachers, like, lined up to greet you one at a time, which is weird. Yeah, that is
fucking,
not what
like
was,
a fucking John Hughes movie.
Yeah, not what I was expecting. So, because they all hate me. So, not at all what I was expecting to happen. And literally every single one was like, why are you two walking up together? Like, I was like, oh, that's my date. Like, are you okay? Like, you don't need to go with him. I could have found you somebody to go with. Like, there's other students in the school. Like, where?
I have to confess, I went to 3 proms. I went when I was a junior. I went to my senior one, and I went to one my freshman year of college.
I went to regular prom, and then I went to the next year. I went to prom with a half black, half Jehovah's Witness.
Wild.
Yeah, it was pretty weird.
I mean, the food was amazing, and then one of the proms, the DJ decided to play "It's Raining Men."
Yeah.
And so every guy at prom did it. We formed a conga line, and if a girl tried to join the conga line, we kicked her out. Like, no. And so literally there at by the end of the song, all of the girls at prom were just like standing there watching us conga through the like
you
venue.
You kick them like fucking Sparta.
No, this but like Sparta. When the thunder
it's
went
raining men.